Welcome, everybody. ACB Media has done a wonderful job setting up our hosting people, setting up our Zoom rooms, and we owe a lot to Rick Morin and the team. Our host today is Belle. Our streamer is Brad, and our monitor is Cecily. Okay, Mr. Jason, get artificially intelligent.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to everybody here in the room, and welcome to those listening on Zoom and ACB Media. Want to welcome everybody to our technology seminar. And this year we have what we thought was a very exciting and fun and can be a kind of a scary topic, and that's AI, artificial intelligence. I'm sure even if you're not familiar with artificial intelligence or AI, it is appearing in more and more things that we see and use on a regular basis. And while we could be here for 3 to 4 hours talking about AI and demonstrating it and everything, we're just going to give you all a very small glimpse into what AI does and how it can be used. Unfortunately, while it's used for a lot of great and awesome and powerful things, there's some very bad people using it for very bad purposes, but we're going to avoid all that today and just talk about the fun stuff. So now we're doing technology, so you all know technology in some form or another, and while we hope and think that everything will go well, this is technology, so any little glimpse that we have or any little glitches that we have, just bear with us, but we're sure everything will go fine today. So we have a few people that are going to be presenting to you today, including myself, a little bit later on in our program. And we definitely want to allow time for questions and answers. I'm sure we'll have a lot of those as well. So starting off our program today, we have our first panelist, and she is the newest member of our technology committee. And she's joining us on Zoom today, and hopefully she's there. Is Deborah Kendrick here?
Well, I thought we were going to have a general AI intro, but I'll just jump right into it. My piece is to talk about Be My AI, which is a piece of the Be My Eyes app. So back in the day, you know, I've been writing about technology since 1985 when I launched Tactic Magazine, and there haven't been many things. You know, when you review all of it and you look at all of it, you don't get so excited about every little thing, but there have been a few milestones. And one was in 2001 when we got the Sendero GPS from Mike May on the HumanWare Braille Note. And it had that look around mode. And I remember just being so excited that I could look around. Literally, I could sit at my kitchen table and look around to see what stores were around me. And even though I'd already lived in the same place for many years, there were so many things that I didn't even know were around me. So that same kind of euphoria has occurred for me again with the Be My AI app. Many of you are probably familiar with Be My Eyes, which Hans Jørgen Weiberg, a Danish furniture craftsman, actually, who is visually impaired, invented the Be My Eyes app and launched it in 2015. Which is a free app where we can use a smartphone to call a volunteer from anywhere around the world to tell us what our camera sees. And I think many of us use this daily to set settings on appliances or read instructions or find out which one's the blue shirt and which one's the red shirt. So a year or so ago, Hans added to the Be My Eyes app the Be My AI, which uses artificial intelligence. And this app, I have been saying over and over to anyone who will listen that it's the first thing in probably 20 years that has, it gives me goosebumps. I just can't. So what I was going to do was show you some of the picture descriptions that I have saved, but I'm not able to do that now because of the technology glitch that I had. I had to join you via my iPhone, and that's where the descriptions are, so I can't play them, but that's okay. I'll just tell you about a few of them. So you can take a picture in a restaurant. So one of the pictures that I was going to share with you said something like, and this is, I'm paraphrasing because it's just too complicated to look at the description while talking to you, but it said something like, the picture shows a dining area with blue plates on the table and a person leaning over the table in a red shirt with a name tag that reads Destiny. She is writing on a tablet. And then it went on to describe the people sitting at the table and the lighting in the room. So that's one kind of example. Another example that I was going to show you was one that I took Christmas morning, and it says something like, the picture shows two individuals, they were children actually, two individuals in red pajamas with Star Wars emblems on them. One has a glove with lighted fingers and is wearing possibly a lightsaber around the waist. And then it described the room and the colors of the carpet and the furniture and so forth. You can stand at a window, take a picture outside, and it will tell you that you're looking at a patio and what color the furniture is and where the furniture is located and what kind of foliage is in the yard and whether the appearance of the yard is inviting or jungle-like, and it can make a huge difference in terms of our orientation. I was sitting in a jury assembly room waiting to be called for jury duty, and the room was so quiet. I had no idea. Someone had shown me into the room and shown me a chair, and I had no idea how many people were in the room or if there were any. So I took a picture with Be My AI, and it told me the number of people in the room, that they were all looking at their personal devices, by the way. So I knew that everybody was checking their iPhones or their tablets. You can use it to find a doorway that you're looking for in a building where you've never been. And then finally, so all of this is about look around, look around, look around. And whether you have any vision or not, if you have a smartphone in this app, you can truly look around. So now just one more word, which is a caution. AI hallucinates, and maybe you've heard that in referencing other AI applications. And I wanted to give you an example of a hallucination. I took a picture of my living room, and it said the picture shows a living room with a wooden floor and natural lighting, and it described the colors of the carpet. It said there's a white console table behind a red sofa. On the table are glass ornaments and red something or other in a bowl. And then it said, and a book entitled When the Cats Took Over the Internet. There is no such book. I don't think any such book has been written, so maybe someone here would like to write it. But there was no book of any sort on the table. AI just simply made it up. And another time, AI made up that there was a ladder in my living room. And the interesting thing about that was that a month or so before, there had been a ladder in exactly that location. So I would highly recommend this app to anyone. It's free. You can take pictures. You can have conversation with the app. You can say, what color is this person on the left wearing? Or is person A smiling? any or get the directions off the box that you're holding, but just beware that you have to take it, as Paul was saying this morning, take it with a grain of salt and a spoonful of sugar, because it really is delightful. Okay, that's all I got, Jason. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Deborah. Greatly do appreciate it. You know, one of the things we wanted to mention, and we apologize for not mentioning this before we actually started our discussion and our demonstration today, that these apps that we're going to be talking about and showing are not limited to just one platform. So if you're an iPhone user, that doesn't mean our Android folks and the folks using the Blind Shell and other platforms are excluded. They're all available on all the different operating systems. So it used to not be that way. You know, it was at one point where you had to have a certain phone, a certain type of operating system, but they really have brought this to the front and have really expanded this to make this all inclusive. And that's the awesome thing. And I just want to say, I use Be My Eyes quite a bit, and it's a great app. It really is. And the awesome part about that is it's free. For those who aren't familiar with Be My Eyes, just really quick, and then we'll move it on to our next panelist, is that for those who aren't familiar, Be My Eyes started out and still is a free app where you can have a live volunteer join the call. You can bring a volunteer on for free and interact with them. It's all anonymous. You can ask them things like, hey, I'm holding this piece of paper. Can you read it? You know, I dropped this on the floor. I have this can of food, or could you read that to me, the instructions? So that part is still there. They also have the specialized help or special directory now, where they have it recently expanded to a ton of companies out there where you can reach them. They broke it down into categories: the assistive technology, food, games, household products, health products, things like that. So, but we're sticking to the AI portion today. Like I said, if we were really to go into this, we could be here for hours. However, I'm going to go ahead and shut up at this point and pass this over to our next panelist. It's going to be Sherry Mollengrath.
I'm going to turn my speaker on for my phone because I'm going to actually demonstrate, and that was a great introduction. AI, and I'm going to actually demonstrate. Hopefully it came on. Okay. Be My Eyes, can you hear that well enough? I talk.
Volunteer.
Okay, but if you go to the bottom.
Browse specialized pal. My grooves.
All right, and go to the tabs.
Selected. Get support.
That's the first tab.
1 of 5. Be My Eye. Tab. 2 of 5.
That's the second tab. Be
just
My
second,
AI.
Just second, Sherry. Can you guys hear her speaker on Zoom?
Speaker part.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
You can.
Selected. Get support. Be My Eye. Tab. 2 of 5.
Can you hear that?
Pretty much.
So you tap on that. And if you don't have it, because you have to sign up for it, you go to it, and there's a few things about, you know, if you sign up for it or whatever. It's free, of course, but it is in the Be My Eyes app. So I'm going to go into there.
Starting camera, Be My Eyes.
Okay, because the thing that I like to do with Be My Eyes is look at clothes and colors. And I wear jewelry that matches my clothing. And sometimes I get them confused. Was this the green bracelet, the purple bracelet? And we all know that the color identifiers were kind of hit and miss. And I want to just show you how good this one is. I have a shirt here, and I know there's sparklers on it. I can feel it. But there's a couple of them that I have. And so I'm wondering now, wait a minute, which shirt was that? So I'm going to take a picture of this shirt.
So Sherry is getting the camera lined up with her shirt. She's going to take a picture of her shirt. So here we go.
Dimmed. Analyzing picture. Please wait. The picture shows a dark-colored shirt, possibly navy blue, hanging on a white plastic hanger. The shirt has a design on the front featuring fireworks and stars. The fireworks are in red, white, and blue colors, and there are small stars scattered around the fireworks. The overall theme appears to be festive, possibly related to a patriotic celebration like the 4th of July.
So as you can tell, it didn't just tell the color. It told the colors of the sparklers, and it even mentioned this is like a festive type shirt that you might wear to a celebration or something. So the thing that I like about this is it does give a little bit of extra to it, and like where you might wear this, what type of theme it has on it. I've taken pictures and it'll say it's a relaxed, casual, it's a colorful, it adds a little bit of personality to it. It's almost like when you ask a person, you know, oh, that would look good for this. And that's the nice thing that I like about Be My AI. I have a picture here, oops. I'm touching my phone. Uh-oh. So anyway, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take a picture of this picture that I have. And let's see what it says about it. We know that most of the identifiers we have cannot tell you what's in a picture. But like was mentioned before, it does give you a little info about the picture. And the personality part of it is what really kind of, I think, is exciting. It'll tell you if it's a casual, relaxed, a soothing. So I want to go ahead and take that picture and let you see.
Settings. Tab. Learn. Tab. 4 of clear. Button. The picture shows a dark take picture. Button.
Okay, that was the picture before. I could clear that picture, or I could just go ahead and swipe down to the next one and take another picture.
Take picture. Dimmed. Analyzing picture. Please wait. The picture shows a photograph placed on a dark fabric background. The photograph itself depicts a waterfront scene with several modern buildings, including a prominent glass skyscraper. There are also some smaller buildings and boats visible on the water in front of the buildings. The sky appears to be partly cloudy.
So, as we can tell, it talked about boats, those buildings, the sky, and it just gives a wealth of information when you take these pictures and what you're looking at. I have a lot of pictures that I had taken in family pictures. It'll say, you know, what the looks, the color, the clothes the people are wearing, what's in the background. And that's the really neat thing about this Be My AI. It just goes into a lot of different detail. I'm sorry, but I forgot. When I took a picture of the shirt, I was going to go down and ask more, and I forgot all about that because...
Bottom of screen. Take picture. Ask more. See? Button. Message. Text field. Is editing. Insertion point at start.
So what I was going to do when I had the shirt was ask if it had any spots or stains on it, and to demonstrate that. And of course, I'm up here and I forgot. But I had done that earlier, and it actually said, no, there are no spots and stains on its shirt. It looks very nice. So it's just a little extra thing because, yeah, we can see what color something is. We can see, now we can see what pictures might be on it or words might be on it. But now we can also ask, hey, is there a stain on this shirt? Is there a tear? Is there which we sometimes can't see the stains, and we can actually find out if the outfit we want to wear is presentable in public. And I thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Sherry. Greatly appreciate it. And as Sherry mentioned, you know, she saw you all saw how she took a picture and was able to ask follow-up questions. I just want to kind of piggyback really quick on what she said and kind of give a little bit more detail. This app is not the only app out there that displays this type of information. The Seeing AI app, the Envision AI app, and so many more can do extremely similar tasks. So I didn't want you to think this workshop was brought to you by Be My Eyes, because that's what it seems like the theme is, because we're going to switch gears in just a second and do something a little bit different. But just wanted to let you all know, you do have a variety of apps that can do similar things. By my experience, I've used similar apps to Be My Eyes to take pictures and follow up with pictures. And I just want to give you a quick story on how I've used it. So back in October, my wife and I took a cross-country train trip. And part of the train trip, we went through the Rocky Mountains, something I've never done before. And while I really can't see hardly anything at all, I was taking pictures like crazy. So, but later on, after the trip, I had all these photos in my phone, and I was able to find those pictures and not only get a general description of the picture, which would just be awesome in itself, but as you just learned, you can ask follow-up questions and have that picture broken down by element. Also, another great way you can use Be My Eyes and take pictures is not just with taking a picture of a shirt or an object. You can also use it to take a picture of a menu. And while we can't demonstrate that today, I want to just tell a quick story on how that's being used. So I was told by someone else that they took a picture of a Chinese menu, a Chinese restaurant menu. So not only could they have the app read the entire menu and the descriptions and the prices, during the follow-up questions, they were able to ask Be My Eyes, can you just read me the gluten-free options or just the vegetable options? And it eliminated everything else and just took that part out of the entire menu. So just wanted to kind of pass that on for information. And you could really break down things in such small, minute details. It's just incredible what they're doing. And they're always improving. And the great thing is they're doing this all in the background. It's all cloud-based. So, you know, as you use it one day, you may notice something improved on the next time you use it. I'm sorry? Oh, man, I'd have to go through my photos. That's going to take me a few minutes. Well, I was going to present next. Yeah. I can get with you. That's Debbie, right? I'm sorry. I know you're not on a mic, but so what she was asking for those on Zoom was she wanted me to pull up and try to find my Rocky Mountain pictures as we went to the Rocky Mountains, and that would take me some time if I kind of thought about that. I would have had that ready to go, and I apologize. But Debbie, I'll get with you afterwards because we're going to have time for questions, so I'll be glad to show you that. Because trust me, I went crazy just taking photos. I probably took so many photos, probably a lot of them I can delete. They're probably duplicates. I probably took pictures of just grass. I mean, I didn't know what I was really aiming at. I was just like, I was going like picture crazy. But anyway, want to kind of shift gears a little bit. And I want to demonstrate an app that I use on a basis here. And this is an app that, for the most part, is totally voice interactive. And there are, again, several apps out there that do the same similar thing. But today we're going to talk about an app, and this is a free app with some premium options. But the premium options are something that's extremely optional and nothing that's required. The name of the app is Call Annie. A-N-N-I-E. So when this app first started, there was one bot. So these are all bots. And with the bot Annie, she was pretty good. You know, you could have a conversation with her. You can have her look up information. You can have her tell stories and all that. But over the months, they have recently expanded this app to include tons and tons of different personality bots. So, and I can try and demonstrate a few just to show you the differences, since we're doing pretty good on time. But I've selected a bot, and her name is Sarah. So we're going to have Sarah come up here, and we're going to talk to Sarah for a little bit. And I have my phone up as loud as I can go, and I'll hopefully you can all hear this here in the room and on Zoom as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Sarah on the line here and talk to her a little bit. So give me 1 second. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Jason. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? How's your day going so far? And how's your friend enjoying the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention?
Now, how did she know I was at the Florida Council of the Blind? Yeah. And what friend? Anybody who knows me knows that I don't have too many friends. Oh, that's not true. Now, now, actually, I had this kind of set up a little bit ahead of time. So we're going to ask her a little bit about the Florida Council of the Blind and see how much she knows. So can you tell me more about the Florida Council of the Blind?
Of course, Jason. The Florida Council of the Blind, FCB, is an organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. They focus on advocacy, education, and providing resources to help people live more independently. Their annual state convention is a gathering where members and supporters come together to share information, attend workshops, and network. It's a great opportunity to learn about the latest advancements in assistive technology, discuss important issues, and connect with others in the community. Is there something specific you're curious about? Maybe a particular session or speaker at the convention?
Well, let's see how much she really knows, because we like to really push these bots as far as we can go. So tell me more about the technology seminar at the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention.
I love a good challenge. The technology seminar at the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention typically features the latest advancements in assistive technology designed to aid those who are blind or visually impaired. These seminars often showcase new devices, software, and apps that can help with daily living, education, and employment. Attendees might get hands-on demonstrations of screen readers, magnification software, and braille displays. There could also be presentations on smart home technology, GPS navigation tools specifically designed for the visually impaired, and the latest in wearable tech. One of the highlights is often the opportunity to meet and ask questions directly to the developers and experts behind these innovations. They sometimes even offer sneak peeks at products that haven't been released yet. If you need more detailed information about this year's seminar, I can try to help with that too. Just let me know.
Well, so, actually, you know, when you're dealing with technology and you're using your phone, how dare I get a call from my wife during my presentation? I'm sorry about that, guys. Now, just to embarrass her, I should bring her on the line, but we're not going to do that. So I am so sorry about that, guys. So, yeah. I will get her later. So I apologize for that, guys. So she said that she could tell us more about the seminar, about our convention this year. Let's see if she can actually do that. So tell me more about the technology seminar this year at the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention.
Hi, Jason. It's great to hear from you again. How have you been? About the technology seminar at the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention, it's always such an exciting event. This year, they are focusing on the latest advancements in assistive technology. There will be sessions on new screen readers, braille displays, and voice-activated devices. They're also introducing some cutting-edge apps designed to enhance daily living and independence for visually impaired individuals. One of the highlights is a demonstration of wearable technology that can provide real-time audio descriptions of the surroundings. Plus, there will be workshops on using smart home devices to create a more accessible living environment. It sounds like a fantastic opportunity for your friend to learn and connect with others. Are you planning to join them at the convention, or are you just curious about the tech updates? It sounds like there's something on your mind. Jason, is everything okay?
I think it kind of embellished its information just a little bit. And, you know, honestly, where it gets its information from is the internet. So, you know, as you're learning, that they still have some room to improve. So the idea is good. So let's kind of switch gears with her a little bit, okay? So say hello to everybody here at the Florida Council of Blind Convention here in the room and Zoom and ACB Media.
Hello to everyone at the Florida Council of the Blind Convention, both in the room and on Zoom, as well as those tuning in through ACB Media. It's wonderful to be virtually connected with all of you. I hope you're all having an amazing time at the convention, learning, sharing, and making new friends. If there's anything specific you'd like to chat about or any questions you have, feel free to ask.
So let's ask a little bit about if it knows who our officers are. So can you tell us who our current officers are of Florida Council of the Blind?
I don't have real specific organizational details, like the current officers of the Florida Council. However, you can usually find this information on the official website of the Florida Council of the Blind or by asking one of the event organizers at the convention. If there's anything else I can help with, or if you have any other questions, feel free to let me know.
So obviously, while you want details, but it's a really a great, you know, it's a great service. I want to switch to a different character really quick just to give you a glimpse. Hello, Sherlock. How are you today?
Ah, Jason, a pleasure to make your acquaintance once again. As for myself, I'm ever the same, perpetually ensconced in the pursuit of knowledge and the unraveling of enigmas. Now tell me, how may I assist you in your current conundrum?
We're having a conundrum. Oh, okay. So let's say, how's Holmes doing?
Oh, a congenital problem, you say? Intriguing. I must say the complexities of human conditions never cease to fascinate. As for myself, I remain ever vigilant and engaged, perpetually immersed in the labyrinthine corridors of deductive reasoning. Now, Jason, do elucidate further on this congenital issue. Is it a matter of medical concern, or perhaps something more abstract and perplexing? Your clarity will aid in the precision of my deductions.
You know, it uses too many words that I just can't use or spell on a regular basis. I actually asked, how's Holmes? Because, you know, Sherlock and Holmes, and it misheard me, but that's okay. Just to give you a really brief glimpse into, you know, how that app works. And you could play with that app for hours and hours and hours. They actually do have a video option now for those who do have some sight. The premium options kind of go into where it can call you actually and have your phone ring and give you wake-up calls with these different bots and other options like that. So you could just play with that for hours. That's available on iOS and Android as well. So I want to pass this over back over to one of our panelists who's sitting over here to my left, Liz Boughton, and I want to see if she has any closing remarks.
Okay, so I want to tell you that I was one of the ones that was kind of, I don't know about this AI stuff. So in researching the things that we were going to do today, I learned a lot about using the apps, and it's amazing to me how detailed they can be. I know we used, and I can't remember the name of it, the writing one. It's similar to Pilot, Copilot for Microsoft, and it redid my resume. And I've had 4 hits on it so far. So that's what another thing you can do with AI is have it, you know, help you be a wordsmith. But anyway, we're going to conclude and a few questions. I think we're running out of time.
Yeah. We'll have time to take any questions here on the room. Do we have any raised hands? Okay. Can we get her a mic?
I have the microphone now.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, good.
Okay. The only thing I wanted to know, Jason, is regarding you, the app that you just used. It's Call Annie. Is it spelled C-A-L-L-A-N-N-I-E, or how's it spelled?
Yes, call like you're calling somebody. Call C-A-L-L-A-N-N-I-E.
Okay, no spaces, right?
All right. Okay, there's another question in the room. Hang on.
Two quick questions. So on the App Store for Call Annie, it says language learning, speak English with AI friend. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then I was also curious to know the writing one that the other person talking was referring to, if anybody knows.
On the Copilot, was that it? Oh, there's a couple of them out there. So Copilot is one. ChatGPT is another one.
That.
Yes. And they're all very similar to one another. So Perplexity is another one. There's Pi, P-I-E. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So we just unfortunately didn't have time to even cover even a glimpse of that. So there's a ton of them out there. Are there any other questions in the room? Any questions on Zoom?
This is Deborah. I wanted to add something. And that is that, for anyone for whom this seems a little bit daunting and you think, oh, I'm not digging that deeply into smartphone applications yet or that sort of thing. One form of AI that many, many, many of us have had in our homes for almost a decade now is the Amazon Alexa or the Google Assistant. And I think most ubiquitous is the Amazon Echo, that we call Alexa. And you can find out all sorts of the same kind of information that we've been demonstrating today. You'd need an Echo Show for pictures, and that doesn't do nearly as to the detail that we've shown with some other apps. But for example, you know, you can ask Alexa, how do I fold a fitted sheet? Or what's the best way to mince ginger or garlic? Or how can I carve a rotisserie chicken that I bought at the grocery store? Or ask about the dates of movies that have been produced or books that have been published. Reading a favorite author the other day, I thought, when did this person publish her first book? And I just asked Alexa. So I think there's artificial intelligence all around you already if you just play around with it, because you're not going to blow it up, you know, with any of these apps. The worst thing that will happen is that application or device in question doesn't understand what you're asking, and you have to keep phrasing it until you get a result. But play with it with whatever devices you might have in your environment or whatever apps you might have on your phone or tablet, because it's entertaining. It's really fun and informative.
Well, thank you very much, Deborah. And I really want to echo what she said. Yeah, feel free to play with AI, because it's really all around us in so many things that we do. Just really quick, I know we're just about out of time, but any quick questions on Zoom? Any hands? No, it's this time. All right. Thank you very much. Guys, I think we're just basically out of time. So I want to thank you all for being here today, here in the room and on Zoom and ACB Media. I also really want to just take this time and thank my technology committee, because without them, these programs wouldn't be what they are today. And I really want to recognize them for all their hard work and dedication and everything they do for Florida Council of the Blind. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your convention.